And there's a book there in Cattell, there's a table about the Dubai temperatures. So for every material, it lists the Dubai temperature, and also the thermal conductivity is listed in this table. So if you have something like carbon, carbon has a high Dubai temperature of 2,000 degrees. This is carbon in the diamond structure, and diamond is light and stiff. So the atoms are very light, and the spring constants are pretty hard. So that has a high Dubai frequency. Something with a heavy atom or soft bonds would have a low Dubai frequency, and then a low Dubai temperature. So here, cesium is something with heavy atoms and a not very strong bonds, and you get a low Dubai temperature. And if the temperature is much lower than the Dubai temperature, then you expect the specific heat to grow like omega cubed. This Dubai model is in every solid state physics book, and it's really become a bit of a historical artifact, because the problem is that even when I was studying solid state physics, you couldn't say to the students, you write down a 6x6 matrix and then you diagonalize it a million times. So you can do that with MATLAB. You write three loops and go kx, ky, kz, and give some command to diagonalize a 6x6 matrix, and it will give you an answer. And when I was an undergraduate, we had computers, but they didn't have monitors attached to them. So I could only type punch cards. So I put a paper card in a machine, and I would type one line, and it would punch holes in the card. And I'd give a stack of cards to the card reader, and it would get calculated somewhere, and the output would come on some paper. And the paper didn't even have graphics capability. It was just alphanumeric output. So if you're in that environment, no one's going to say diagonalize lots of matrices, because it was just too complicated to do it. And people had to live with this for a long time, that only in certain limits could you calculate the density of states or a lot of these thermodynamic properties. We have now on the website different apps that do it, but they use numerical integration, which wasn't so easy to do when the solid state physics books were written. You might say by now they should change the books, but there's a certain inertia to it. So I'm presenting this Dubai model because it's in every solid state physics books, and everybody knows it, but you shouldn't really use it. So